Look, up there on the window ledge.
Oh, Bill, it's Rogers.
Rogers! Rogers, look out!
Bill, he's following!
Mr. and Mrs. North, starring Barbara Britton and Richard Denning. Listen as Pam and Jerry solve the mystery, Background for Murder. A nightclub in the middle of the afternoon isn't a very romantic background, and the man at the piano doesn't sound as if he's serenading his love. Still, the light in his eye as he looks at the fresh-faced young girl seated next to him is unmistakable, and the background becomes unimportant as he woos her in his own special language and with an odd, rather frightening intensity.
I got eyes for you, Judy. You're the greatest.
Stop it, Hip. You just think you're interested in me because I'm something new.
Interested? Judy, baby, I flipped the first time I saw you come into the place.
Fresh from the Corn Belt and really wide-eyed at meeting the great Hip Rogers.
The great Hip Rogers is a no-good heel.
Why, Hip, you mustn't say things like that. I think you're a wonderful person.
That's because you're not sharp, Judy.
Maybe not, but I'm sharp enough to know a nice guy when I meet one.
Sorry, Judy.
That's nice. I like that. What's the name of it?
No name yet. It's just something I play when I'm thinking about you.
Call it Hip Rogers Blues.
Or maybe Trouble in A-flat?
That's almost the title.
Title of what?
Nothing. It just sounded familiar. Where's your friend Mitchell? Haven't seen him around recently.
He's no friend of mine. I wish he'd stop making noises like a spot artist.
A spot artist?
A cop, detective. I always ask him questions.
Like, what does Mitchell do for a living?
Yeah, that's all he put it down.
Translation, it's no good, forget it. You see, I'm learning.
And learn this. Don't go around asking questions about Mitch. It's...
What's the matter?
I thought I heard the door open.
Oh, you're frightened. What is it, Hip?
Take off, Judy. I'll see you later.
But
don't you dig me, honey? Cut out. I've got work to do.
Sure, Hip. I'll go now.
Hello, Mitch. How long have you been here?
Not long, but long enough. Depends on why you're asking.
Maybe I don't like the way you walk in here like you own the place.
No, Hip. You own it, but I own you, and don't you ever forget it.
How can I?
Well, that's better. A few days ago, you were crawling to me on your hands and knees, begging me to keep you from falling apart, begging me to give you...
All right, what do you want?
Some straight answers to some important questions.
Lay it on to me.
What do you know about this Judy Gregg?
Why? What do I have to know about her?
I said I wanted some straight answers. You rented the apartment upstairs to her. You've got eyes for her. What do you know about her?
She's not sharp, but she's George. I rather got eyes for her.
Oh, that's nice. She's always poking that peanut nose of hers into things. I know. I heard her working on you when I came in. She's dangerous.
Judy? You're flipping, man.
Am I? Let's find out.
I don't dig you, Mitch.
Well, she's out now. We're going up and search her apartment.
But we can't do that.
Why not? You're the landlord. You got a pass key. Come on.
Mitch, if you ask me,
you're... I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. Now get that key while you can still walk.
Right. All right, Mitch.
Yes, Miss Pennington.
Your wife is here, Mr. North.
No, oh, have her come right in, Miss Pennington.
Well, you're in a gay mood, darling.
And why shouldn't I be? Look.
Hey, the plane ticket.
Uh-huh. Oh, golly, it's Jerry. It's the nicest possible present you could give me. And you know what?
What?
Our reservations are for that new plane American Airlines is flying nonstop coast to coast. We leave Idlewild at 1 p.m., and we're in Los Angeles at 5:55 in the evening. Isn't that wonderful?
Great.
Honestly, darling, I'm so excited. Oh, Jerry, it's almost 4:30. Couldn't you leave now and we can...
Oh, Pam, I can't possibly knock off now. With Ray Gordon out of town, I have more work than I... Yes?
Excuse me, Mr. North.
What is it, Miss Pennington?
There's a man outside, an elderly gentleman who...
Who what?
Well, he's acting so strangely.
Strangely? What way, Miss Pennington?
He absolutely refuses to leave until he sees you. Until you tell him what you've done with his daughter.
What?
His daughter?
That's what he says.
Well, well, well.
Pam, what does he mean, what have I done with his daughter?
I don't know.
I haven't done anything with anyone's daughter.
Are you sure, darling?
Pam, please. What's the man's name, Miss Pennington?
Greg.
Greg?
Think hard, darling.
No, Pam, stop.
I can't. You look so wonderfully guilty.
Now, listen.
There. You can't come in here. I told you that.
It's all right, Miss Pennington. You may go.
Yes, sir.
Mr. North, I'm Joseph Gregg, Judith's father.
How do you do, Mr. Gregg? This is my wife.
I do, ma'am.
You do.
Maybe we better talk alone, Mr. North.
I don't think so, Mr. Gregg. I have no secrets from my wife.
Oh, is that so? Well, I put it to you straight. Where's my daughter, Judy?
You'll have to put it even straighter, Mr. Gregg. To the best of my knowledge, I've never even heard of your daughter.
That's your story?
That's the truth. Now, what is all this?
She's disappeared. I can't find her. You've got to tell me where she is. You've got her.
Now, calm down. I know you're upset, but what makes you think I know where to find her?
Well, these letters I got from her. Read what it says. Read it right there.
Don't worry about me, Daddy. Mr. North is the kindest, handsomest, most wonderful man in the world, and he's promised to take care of me until he publishes my book.
Well, and that's only one of the times she mentions you. You want to read some more?
No, thanks. I just can't understand it. It doesn't make sense.
Have you been writing to her, Mr. Gray?
Yes, twice a week since she left home. But care of the North Publishing Company was the only address I had, and all my letters came back marked unknown at address. Something's happened to Judy. Must have. She wouldn't.
Now, take it easy, Mr. Gregg. There must be some explanation for this. Maybe Ray Gordon, my story editor, has met your daughter. He'll be back in town tomorrow, and I'll see what he has to say about it.
We'll help you all we can, Mr. Gregg. Have you been to the police?
No, I came here straight from the train.
Well, the Bureau of Missing Persons is a very efficient outfit. We could check with them.
And we have a friend named Bill Wigand who's on the force. With Bill behind it, we'll find your daughter in no time.
You're both mighty kind. I'm real sorry about all the fuss I stirred up.
Don't forget it.
Oh, I won't forget it, Mr. North. When I get back home, I'm going to tell all the folks that there's some mighty good people in New York.
New York's like any other town, Mr. Gregg, only it's bigger. There's some mighty bad people here, too.
Cut out of him, Mitch. We haven't found anything, and Judy could be coming back any time now.
Come on over here and give me a hand with this drawer. It's locked.
You're not going to break it open.
Shut up and lean on this. Does it? Now, let's see. Down here underneath this understand. Yeah, look at this.
It's a book, a notebook, so what?
Well, read it. Go ahead. Here. Remember where I'm pointing.
I don't dig this stuff. Why would she write all this down?
For the police, you fool. She's got enough in here to put us both away.
That's Aldi, man. I won't buy it.
That's just what you might have to do, Hip. You might have to buy all of it.
You mean she's doing this for the loot?
If that's what she's after, she can bleed us dry. She's got us pegged, Hip.
Not the stuff in here. Just a mess of words. Special talk she picked up here and there around the club.
Is it? You're a soft touch.
I tell you, she probably doesn't even dig half this stuff herself.
All right, let's go along with that for a minute. Let's say that the stuff in here doesn't make any sense to her.
I'd bet on it.
You'd bet what? Your skin and mine, too? Even if she doesn't know what she's got, there's plenty around who wouldn't need a diagram to figure it out.
I don't see what...
Read it! I'm supplying the stuff. You've got to push it for me. The Sapphire Club is our number one store. It's all there in the book. Go ahead, read it.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to wait here. When she comes in, I'm going to... Here she is now. Get over there by the door.
Jack.
Shut up and move. Come in, Miss Gregg.
What are you doing here? What do you want?
Look, Jack, let's...
Stay out of this, Hip.
What is it, Hip? What does he want?
It's about this notebook, Judy.
That's mine. Give it to me.
You'll get it, all right. How much were you figuring on asking for this stuff?
What do you care?
Come on.
Don't! You're hurting my arm.
Let her talk, Mitch. Tell him, Judy. You gotta tell him.
But
notes for my novel.
Oh, that's a new one.
Why, the truth. I'm rewriting the book, and I need this for background material.
Who's printing it for you, the police department?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm hoping the North Publishing Company will take it.
Is that solid, Judy? You're not just jiving?
Why should I lie about it?
She's leveling with us, Mitch. Let her go.
You must be out of your mind.
I'm telling you to let her go.
Get it straight. You're not telling me anything. How long do you think you'd last without me?
Take it easy, Mitch.
You need me like you need the air you breathe. Now step aside.
Hip, stop him.
Judy! Judy, baby!
No! Don't, Mitch!
What's that?
The phone's ringing. Answer the phone.
Oh, no. Pitch dark. Where's that light?
There.
Hello.
Jerry, this is Bill.
Oh, holy smoke, Bill. It's 5 o'clock in the morning.
I know, and I'm sorry, but it's about Judith Gregg, the girl you phoned me about yesterday.
You found her?
Yeah, we found her.
Fast work, Bill. That's very good.
Not so good, Jerry. She's dead.
What?
Suicide, according to the preliminary report. She'd been living in a small apartment directly above the Sapphire Club on 52nd Street, and that's where they found her.
Well, how did it happen?
The gas jets were wide open. She was lying on the kitchen floor and must have been lying there for some time.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, but the toughest part is still to come, and I'll leave it for you and Pam, if I may.
Well, what is it, Bill?
I'd like you to break the news to the girl's father and then bring him over to the apartment. I'll meet you there.
All right. All right, as soon as possible.
Check.
What is it, Jerry? What's the matter?
Mr. Gregg. Oh, that poor guy.
Is this the place?
Yes. Your daughter's apartment was upstairs, Mr. Gregg. If you don't mind, we'll go in through the nightclub.
Anything you say, Lieutenant? Rogers.
Huh? Oh, back again, Lieutenant.
Rogers, this is Mr. Gregg, Judy Gregg's father.
Hello, Mr. Rogers.
Hi.
Rogers owns the building Judy rented from him. He discovered your daughter's body.
That's right.
And this is Mr. and Mrs. North.
North? Your name is North?
That's right.
You, publish books?
Yes.
And Judy was...
Was what, Rogers?
Nothing.
Forget the piano for a minute, Rogers. Rogers.
Okay.
You started to say something about Miss Gregg.
Judy. She, told me she was working on a book.
You didn't tell me this before.
You didn't ask me.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you any idea why she might have committed suicide?
Well, a chick alone in the big city. No friends, maybe no loot. Could be, she says. That's case. I'm going to put it down.
I'm not sure I understand you, Mr. Rogers. But if you really believe that my daughter was the type who could have taken her own life, then you just didn't know Judy.
I knew her, Mr. Gregg. That chick was... She was the greatest.
Mr. Rogers, my daughter was murdered.
Now, now, take it easy, Mr. Gregg. Rogers, I'd like to have your pass key. We're going upstairs.
The key? It's right here.
Thanks. All right, let's go.
How's going, Hip?
Lay off, Mitch.
Why didn't you open up and tell him the whole story while you were at it?
Maybe I should have. Now, let me alone.
Don't you ever even think that way, Hip. You were there, and if I go, you go too.
But I tried to stop you, and I couldn't.
We're in this mess because you don't know how to keep your mouth shut. You just sit tight. We're in the clear. If you don't, you're not going to like what happens to you, and that's a promise.
I'd know my Judy lived here even if I hadn't been told. She's made it kind of a little home. Judy is... Well, she was good at that sort of thing.
Just take it easy, Mr. Gregg. We won't be here too long.
Oh, don't you fret about me, Mrs. North. I am all right.
Now I'll go see what Bill's doing.
All right, Jerry.
If Find anything, Bill?
No, not yet. Oh, see if there's anything in that hat box, will you, Jerry?
Okay. No, nothing but a couple of silly-looking hats. Are you looking for anything in particular, Bill?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, it's just a hunch. I'll tell you if I find it. Incidentally, I've ordered a full investigation and a complete medical report as soon as possible.
Well, that ought to satisfy Mr. Gregg.
Yeah, maybe yes and maybe no. Oh, let's see what's in here. Lingerie, blouses, stockings, and...
And what?
This.
What?
A hypodermic and a small quantity of white powder.
Dope?
Dope.
Oh, brother.
Look, Jerry... Let's don't let Mr. Gregg see this, huh?
I understand. But is this what you were looking for?
Let's say it was a possibility.
Come on.
All right, Mr. Gregg. We're leaving now.
I'm going to stay here a while longer, if you don't mind, Lieutenant.
I don't think it's the wisest thing for you to do, Mr. Gregg.
Why don't you come home with me? You can have some coffee and relax and even take a little nap.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. North. You're very kind, but... I feel close to Judy here, and I'd really prefer to stay alone for a little while.
I really think it'd be better for you if we took you back to our apartment.
I guess I know what you're all thinking, but I wish you'd put it out of your minds. My daughter was murdered, and I intend to live long enough to see the murderer pay for that terrible thing that he did. Until then, I'm not going to do anything foolish.
Yes, Miss Pennington.
Mr. Gordon just came in, Mr. North.
Oh, good. Ask him to come into my office right away, please.
Yes, sir.
Well, now maybe we'll find out a little more about Judy Gregg.
You don't mind if I stay, do you, Jerry?
No, of course not, but I think you'd be better off at home getting some rest.
Oh, I'm all right.
Hiya, Jerry.
Hello, Ray. Come on in.
Hello, Ray.
Hello, Pam.
Have a good trip?
So-so. I have all the figures in my briefcase.
Later, Ray. There's another thing that comes first. Did you know a girl named Judith Gregg?
Judith Gregg. Mm. Oh, yeah, of course. She submitted a manuscript entitled Murder in A-Flat. I remember her very well.
How is it that I never met her?
Oh, you were busy at the time. Her book didn't strike me as having sufficient possibilities to interest you. It was her first attempt, and it was... Well, I thought it was rather amateurish.
Mm. Yeah, what was it all about?
It was a murder mystery. Plot revolved around a narcotics ring that was operating among what they call... bop musicians and fans of bop music, if you're familiar with the word.
Well, you haven't lost me yet. Go on.
Well, that's about it. Gee, she was a persistent kid. I made some comment about her obvious lack of familiarity with the background she'd used. She called me only last week. Do you know what she said?
What?
Well, she said she was gathering material that would turn her book into a sensational expose and make me eat a large portion of humble pie.
You'll forgive me if I don't seem overly amused.
Huh? What's the matter? Is there something wrong?
Plenty. Miss Pennington.
Yes, sir.
Get Lieutenant Wigand of Homicide for me.
Yes, sir.
Homicide? What is it, Jerry? What's the matter?
Judith Gregg is dead.
Dead?
Suicide.
Good Lord.
Golly, Jerry, it looks like Miss Gregg was doing some pretty dangerous research for that book of hers.
Well, that's putting it mildly. It also begins to look like Judy's father may... Yes?
I have Lieutenant Wigand for you.
Right. Hello, Bill. Look, I think I've picked up some information about Judy Gregg that you should have. My story editor, Ray Gordon, just told me that... What's that? When? Yes, I understand. We'll be waiting for you downstairs in front of my building.
What is it, Jerry? What's happened?
Well, Bill just got a complete report from the medical examiner. Judy Gregg was slugged and given a stiff dose of chloroform. She didn't commit suicide. She was murdered.
Who is it?
It's me, Mr. Gregg. Hip Rogers.
Oh, just a minute.
You here alone?
Yes.
I thought so. Look, I'd like to talk to you.
Oh, sit down.
No, thanks. I'm too jumpy to sit still.
Well, is something the matter, Mr. Rogers?
Matter? No, nothing's the matter.
What is it you wanted to talk to me about?
Nothing special. I was downstairs in the club alone, and I was thinking about Judy. Can't get her out of my mind.
I know. I was just sitting here kind of remembering things about her. Still hard for me to realize that she's... That I won't
ever...
Stop
it.
What?
Don't talk like that. Don't talk like that.
What's the matter, Mr. Rogers?
Nothing. I just got the jumps a little, that's all.
What are you afraid of?
I... Too many things. Look, I'm no good, Mr. Rogers. I'm rotten, clear down to the core, but you got to listen to me. Judy was
Well, she was the most. I told you that. Better cops are messing around. They may come up with something about her. That looks pretty bad.
What?
Never mind. Just listen to me. There'll be a lot of jive, and don't you believe it? Judy was a good, clean kid. She never did a thing to be ashamed of.
I know that.
You don't know anything. You don't know what the cops might say about Judy. But don't you believe
it? What are you trying to tell me, Mr. Rogers?
Nothing except nothing.
Mr. Rogers.
What?
Do you believe that Judy killed herself? Well?
No. I know she didn't.
Then she was murdered. Yeah. And you know who killed her?
I'll take it from here.
Mitchell, how did you...
The back...
Who are you?
Sit down, Pop.
Who are you?
The name's Mitchell. Jack Mitchell.
Are you the man who...
Yeah, I killed you, kid.
You?
Then your friend here helped me make it look like suicide.
That's a lie. I didn't help him. I tried to stop him.
What do you think you're doing, Pop?
I'm going to call the police.
That's a lie.
Operator!
Jack!
Skip it, operator.
Jack! Jack, you killed him!
No. And I'm not going to. You are.
Me?
Yeah, the old man's going to take a suicide dive out that window, Hip. And you're the guy who's going to start him on his way. You heard me? He's going out this window. Drag him over here.
No.
Bring him over here.
I'm not going to do it.
Boy, you little punk.
I'm through with you, Mitchell. I'm through. I mean it.
How many times have I heard that before?
This time I mean it.
Sure. You mean it every time. But every time you come crawling back to me because you can't live without me.
I can't.
Like I told you this morning, I'm the air you breathe. I'm the blood in your veins. And pretty soon you'll be screaming for me to help you.
No.
Pick up the old man and carry him over to the window.
I'm not going to do it.
No.
And you can't make me do it.
We'll see.
Not even with that gun. I'm going to call an ambulance. Get him to a hospital.
Stay right where you are, Hip.
Get out of my way. I want
to call. You heard me, Hip.
Are you heard me? Get out of the way.
Look out, you crazy fool. If you take one more step, I'll blow a hole right through you.
I said get out of my way.
Roger's place is in the next block, Jerry.
Right.
Look, and when we get there, I want you and Pam to go upstairs and get Mr. Gregg while I find Rogers and ask some questions.
Okay.
What's your theory about that hypodermic needle and dope you found in Judy Gregg's room?
I think the stuff was planted there, but the medical report shows that Judy Gregg wasn't a drug addict.
Here we are.
Okay, let's go.
You think this man here, Rogers, killed Miss Gregg, don't you, Bill?
I think that Rogers knows a lot that he hasn't told me. That's why I think... Hey, what? Where'd that come from?
Jerry! Bill, look! Hold down the window ledge!
Rogers!
Fighting with someone!
Rogers! Rogers, look out! Oh!
Golly, Jerry, I'm glad that man Rogers is going to be all right.
Especially since Mr. Gregg says he saved his life. But Rogers was lucky he wasn't killed along with Jack Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
Happy?
In heaven.
Well, not quite, but you're 15,000 feet closer to it than you were an hour ago.
Yes, isn't it a beautiful big plane?
Yeah. I was reading the other day that they'll have jet airliners that'll fly from New York to Los Angeles in 3 hours.
3 hours?
3 hours. And because of the time difference, you'll arrive on the West Coast at the same time you left the East. You'll leave at 7 in the morning and arrive at 7. One breakfast in New York and another breakfast in Los Angeles.
Well, let me tell you something, Jerry North. I'm never going to fly in one of those planes.
Hmm? Well, why not?
One breakfast in New York and another in Los Angeles. Why, I wouldn't think of traveling that fast.
Oh, but darling, those planes will be just as large and comfortable and safe as the one we're on now.
Well, of course it will be.
Well, what's worrying you?
Oh, for heaven's sake, Jerry, I couldn't possibly eat two breakfasts.
Adventures of Mr. and Mrs. North are brought to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.